everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
He is a pioneer in debunking and exposing radical left-wing Marxist, communist, socialist ideology wherever it is found, and is a tireless warrior that has paved the way for waves of change these past 50 years and through the organization he founded, the David Horowitz Freedom Center School for Political Warfare. But that's not all. This New York Times bestselling author of multiple books, some of which include Radical Son, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, and his more recent blockbuster, number one New York Times bestselling, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, is also, some would argue, prophetic as well. That is, if that prediction isn't smashed by fraud, which we will talk about today in his latest must-read, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, always an honor, internationally acclaimed thought leader, renowned conservative commentator, and champion for all that is, quote, right, figuratively and literally, the incomparable David Horowitz. Mr. Horowitz, David Sir, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine, and thank you for that kind introduction.
Well, it is all true, David. And before we begin, I just want to give a shout out to your wonderful PR rep, Sandy Frazier, who is always so swift in connecting us and for whom you also acknowledge in your latest great read, The Enemy Within, as well as those who have supported you over the years, your beautiful wife, April, to be sure, and those assigned to be, I will say, quote, armor bearers in the fight for real justice with you as its leader. A wonderful testimony, David, all on its own to the credibility of your character, life's work, and life well lived. That said, how on earth, David Horowitz, did we get to where we are today? And what about your blockbuster hit, Blitz, was true? And what, in the end, proved false? Not because of your prediction, but because of fraud against the people of America, 70 plus million to be exact. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the subtitle that was Trump will smash the left and win, and he did. But they stole the election from him. And they did it with the collusion of weak Republicans. The legislatures are supposed to make the rule for elections. That's in the Constitution. But, for example, in Pennsylvania, the Democrats rigged it so that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, which was controlled by Democrats, ran the elections. And they had there was 1.4 million illegal ballots that were cast and approved by their Supreme Court. And it's never been looked into. People don't sort of understand that all the courts, the Trump people made a mistake in waiting too long, but none of the courts that they appealed to heard the case. They dismissed it as too late and they didn't have proper standing. So I think I was right in Blitz. And I think that Trump got 80 million votes, and I don't believe for a second that Joe Biden got 16 million more votes than Obama when he couldn't hold a rally of 100 people. Come on.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, David Horowitz. David, you have received incredible endorsements from the likes of Congressman Louie Gohmert, Laura Ingraham, Dinesh D'Souza, Glenn Beck, just to name a few, but the one in your book, The Enemy Within, Michael Anton, author of The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return, I found particularly heartwarming yet sobering, and I quote, though he doesn't know it, David Horowitz was central to my education. Despite growing up in the heartland of the New Left, I knew little about them until I discovered Horowitz, easily our greatest chronicler of their thought and deeds. The Enemy Within, like all of Horowitz's work, combines front-row eyewitness experience with careful research, while the gravity and horror of what he writes can sound too incredible to be real. It's all real. He knows these people like no one else. Believe him and prepare. David, that is quite the endorsement. Will you now share with our listeners why you wrote The Enemy Within 2, what it reveals, and what now for America, its people, and the world at large? The mic is all yours.
Well, Jensine, the hour is late, is why I wrote this book. We're already in the first stages of a fascist state, and I see that Republicans are not using the appropriate language. Words are the weapons of political warfare. And you have Nancy Pelosi saying that all Republicans are enemies of the state, armed insurrectionists, traitors who want to question an election. They've just allocated $89 million to a witch hunt to seek out extremists, and we know they're not interested in left-wing arsonists. They're only interested in American patriots. The Democrat Party is a racist party. And by the way, you asked the question of how this came about. This is a 50-year movement, actually a little longer. In 1968, the New Left organized a riot at the Democrat convention to destroy the election chances of the Democrat candidate, Hubert Humphrey. Hubert Humphrey was a down-the-line liberal on everything except he was an anti-communist. And these leftists hated America and wanted the communist countries to win the Cold War. So they sabotaged Humphrey. He lost the election to Nixon. And then they marched into the Democrat Party during the McGovern campaign and created these radical caucuses, the Progressive Caucus, the Black Caucus, et cetera. And they transformed the Democrat Party. The left spent the next 50 years infiltrating and moving up in the Democrat Party until they got a candidate who was one of their own. Barack Obama was raised the same way I was, as a by communists. And his mentor actually was a Soviet agent. And the difference between us is that I saw I was involved in an evil movement, and when I left it, and I swore I was going to warn Americans of the dangers they face, because Americans are really a live and let live people. And we give people the benefit of the doubt often when we shouldn't. Barack Obama politicized the IRS, politicized the Justice Department, politicized the military command, making them all leftists, and laid the foundations for the complete leftist takeover of our country. When Trump was elected, the Democrats basically seceded from the union. They conducted a seditious campaign designed to overthrow him, stop him before he got elected, Comey and the intelligence services. I mean, one of the chief villains is John Brennan, the head of the CIA, who voted for the communist, card-carrying communist leader, Gus Hall, for president when he was in college. This is how left Brennan is. These guys framed Trump. The whole Democrat Party sabotaged the Trump administration for 4 years, which is the subject of my book, Blitz. Now what we face is we have a president on the first day in office said America is a racist country. He said that systemic racism touches every aspect of American life. That is a lie worthy of our worst enemies, the Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese. The only systemic racism in America, institutional racism, is affirmative action. Although it's being reintroduced under the name of equity by Biden, where you give money to people on the basis of their race, you give them jobs, you give them entrance to colleges, you give them promotions, all on race color. That's what the Democrats are about. There is no systemic racism throughout American society and in our police departments. There are 18,000 police departments. If there were systemic racism, it would be illegal. Under the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which specifically outlaws systemic racism and institutional racism. Of course, these police departments would first have to fire all their black police chiefs. But the reality is, if there was systemic racism, there would be a tsunami of lawsuits and lots of money to collect because it would be transparently illegal. And I think we're going to have those lawsuits now under Biden because he's trying to institutionalize racism. The Democrat Party has got campaigns to destroy the Supreme Court's independence, so we no longer will have judges who can say this law is not constitutional, you got to change it, because the president and the legislature will essentially appoint, you know, they can always add, Biden can add four justices, so can the next president and the next. They want to abolish the Electoral College. In the Constitution, our founders were political geniuses. They put sovereignty in the hands of the people, but they understood that the people could be misled and the people are swept up in passions that can be destructive. Hitler was elected in a Democrat republic in the Weimar Republic. Hitler won the vote narrowly, like Biden allegedly did.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Horowitz, his latest must read, The Enemy Within. David, please continue.
They want to abolish voter ID, and they punished an African-American. I mean, they're complete hypocrites as well as racists. They took $100 million out of Atlanta, where everybody who's in charge of anything is probably black, to punish Georgia for passing a law which says you have to have a photo ID to vote, so that dead people can't vote, illegal aliens can't vote, felons can't vote, people who've moved out of the state can't vote. The Democrats call the requirement of a voter ID as voter suppression, which is baloney. First of all, it's racist to think that black people and poor black people are too stupid to be able to get photo IDs.
Exactly.
Especially since you need a photo ID to get food stamps, welfare, prescription drugs, and entrance into the Democrat Party convention. If it were true, which it's not, that it's difficult, blacks are voting in record numbers. But if it were true, the solution is simple. You just get a government program to supply everybody with a voter ID. You have a Social Security card. How difficult is that? Democrats are not proposing that because they steal elections. That's what they do. And their campaigns, the names that they call, the lengths to which they're willing to go, like take $100 million out of Atlanta, shows how ruthless they are. Their ruthlessness can also be seen in what happened in the Capitol on January 6th. Trump gave a perfectly peaceful speech. He said, I want you to go and strengthen weak Republicans. I want them to challenge the election result. The Democrats claimed that challenging the election result is treason, although they have challenged every Republican victory this century, both Bush elections and, of course, the Trump election. They try to impeach Trump over encouraging these demonstrators to go over and peacefully and patriotically demonstrate, which is all he did. He said, if you fail to strengthen these weak Republicans who won't challenge the election result, then you have to go home and primary them out of office. That is what they call the inciting an armed insurrection. As it happened, the people who broke into the Capitol were trespassing. They shouldn't have done that. There wasn't one firearm confiscated. I think they arrested about 300 people. Many of those people are still in jail. I don't know if your audience understands this. They're being held without bail for trespassing. There were five deaths, all of Trump supporters. mainly of people who had weak hearts and shouldn't have gone into stressful situations with weak hearts. One woman was murdered by a Capitol Police officer, Ashley Babbitt. She's a 14-year Air Force veteran, a small person, as I say, unarmed. Her murder by a Capitol Police officer was videoed by a Hispanic journalist who has been arrested for being there. That's the charge. He was there, actually, as a journalist, but he's been arrested. The murderer's identity has been concealed by Nancy Pelosi, which makes her an accomplice to murder. The video shows that this woman was threatening nobody when she was shot. You see a handgun go through the door and kill her. Pelosi then, people forget, but they try to expel Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Ted Cruz for questioning the election. And then they conducted an impeachment of Trump for questioning the election. The leader of that impeachment, Raskin, 4 years earlier was in the well of the House challenging the election result in the 2016 election and demanding that they remove the electors. So these people are hypocrites, they're liars, and they're fascists, dangerous people. Trump had offered in advance of January 6th, because he thought there could be trouble, to provide 10,000 troops to protect the Capitol. It was turned down by the villain, Pelosi, so that these people could break in and they could then turn it around and make it into a phony insurrection. You can't have an insurrection without arms to begin with, but none of these people were insurrectionists. They were just upset by a stolen election. So you ordered 25,000 troops, 25,000, cost of $500 million, without specifying any threat. There's no threat. It's just to intimidate Americans to know that the Democrats mean business. Then they order witch hunts of the Capitol Police, a stand down of the military for 2 months while there's a witch hunt to weed out what they call extremists, but we know are conservatives. They libel everybody who was in the Capitol as white supremacists, call it a coup. It's unbelievable. This is exactly the way the Nazis behaved in Germany. Hitler got elected. Then the Nazis actually burned down their own capital, the Reichstag, blamed it on the Dutch communists. Then they passed legislation, the Reichstag fire bill, and took away the rights of their opponents. Well, if you're calling your opponents enemies of the state and traitors, as Nancy Pelosi and Biden are, what do you think is going to happen to them? The two bills they have up, the equality bill, will destroy religious institutions. If you don't provide abortions, we'll put you out of business. And if you don't give mastectomies to 14-year-olds, we'll put you out of business. They replace God with the state. That's what totalitarian regimes do. The hour is very late, and our side is not talking tough enough. That's why I wrote this book, to provide the language that's necessary and the evidence for it. When your opponents are calling you traitors and racists and white supremacists, you don't call them liberals. They're vindictive bigots is what they are, but you certainly don't call them liberals or say they're playing with politics. When you call somebody a racist politically, you're trying to kill them to destroy their careers, which the Democrats are very good at doing. We call it cancel culture, but it's book burning. It's what the Nazis did in the 30s. They burned books. You can't just burn books now because we have a digital universe that you can't set on fire. We've got to start talking bluntly. Fight fire with fire.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to renowned political commentator David Horowitz, his latest must-read, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. David, sir, you have answered many of my questions in your beautiful explanation of how we got here, what your book reveals, and what we need to do to stop this insurrection within our own country. Words like Marxist, communist, socialist are now cloaked in new names, and I list in parts social justice, critical race theory, ethnic studies.
I had a book on my shelf when I was a kid in a communist household called The Cause of Social Justice. There can never be a socially just world. Anybody who's read Genesis knows that. The problem, what causes social problems, is us. It's individual human beings. We're greedy, we're lustful, we lie, we cheat. It's a constant battle with our inner beast. That's why we have religion and morality and laws, which Democrats, of course, don't want to enforce, and you see what happens. People are the problem. So to make the world just, you're going to take the same people who made the problem and give them a lot of power to make justice. It doesn't make any sense. The only way to redeem the world is if a divinity decides to do it. You have to be saved by a divine redeemer.
Exactly.
You can't be saved by your neighbor. You can't trust your neighbor. You can't trust yourself.
In God we trust. With God, all things are possible. And it is possible that our minds are renewed with the relationship, David Horowitz, with Jesus Christ, having the Holy Spirit, an encounter with God. Go ahead.
You would never say in a politician, I trust, we trust. You couldn't. Look at just that photo from yesterday where you have the Carters who are 100 years old, each of them. And you have the Bidens hugging them, and nobody's wearing a mask. Although there's no reason to wear a mask because they're all vaccinated. And then Joe Biden goes outside and he puts on a mask. How can you trust a person like that? And how can you trust a Democrat Party that inflicted this Alzheimer's case and liar on all of us? You can't. Sorry for the speech.
No, that's the mic is all yours, and it was yours from the beginning. David, in our remaining moments, with your permission, I would like to read the dedication in your book that I feel beautifully sums it all up, and I quote, "Dedicated to the millions of inner city schools forced into Democrat-run failed public schools, which year in and year out deny them a shot at the American dream. The inner city inhabitants of America's violent crime zones run by the Democratic Party and its criminal friendly officials. Dedicated to the innocent victims of criminal aliens in the country, thanks to the Democrats' sabotage of American borders, the European and Asian Americans denied equal rights and opportunities by the systematic racism of, quote, woke institutions. Dedicated to the small business entrepreneurs and employees of all ethnicity whose life's work and livelihoods have been destroyed during the virus by Democrats' dictatorial shutdown orders, the American patriots betrayed by Democrats' contempt for America's constitutional order and the shameless support for its foreign enemies, Islamic jihadists, China, and Iran." That said, David Horowitz, closing thoughts, the enemy within.
Yeah, what's needed is for a grassroots movement. Already in Texas and elsewhere, parents are banding together and forcing the school systems to give up while they're electing, actually, decent people, not child abusers, to be on their boards of education, and they will eliminate these crackpot race theories of the left called critical race theory. They will change the curriculum from being a hate America curriculum for K-12 students to one that appreciates the greatness of America and what it does for its citizens. We have to do what the left does. The left makes corporations and school boards afraid of opposing them. You do it with words. I would like to see a sit-in at the headquarters of Twitter for deplatforming our president. I would like to see them make the lives miserable of these teachers that sat out the whole year while these kids suffered, when it was safe for them to go into schools and collected paychecks. I'd like to see parents get in the face of the school boards and the school superintendents there are organizations forming all over the country. It's not that hard to find them. But find out what your kids are being taught in school and protest. Peaceful protest can change the world. The true civil rights movement created the greatest social revolution in human history, led by Martin Luther King, was perfectly peaceful. It was nonviolent. There was no looting. There was no riots. This Marxist revolutionary criminal organization, Black Lives Matter, is a racist organization that wants to overthrow our government. The reason they're attacking the police and the Democrats are attacking the police is they want to get rid of the 18,000 independent police departments and replace it with a national police force. A Gestapo is what it will be.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internationally acclaimed author, writer, speaker, and legendary political thought leader, David Horowitz, founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center School for Political Warfare, discussing his latest must-read, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. You can learn more about David's work, ministry, and mission by visiting davidhorowitzfreedomcenter.org and get his book, Get Informed, and yes, get the real facts, unvarnished, unafraid, and bold in pursuit. Mr. Horowitz, David, sir, this nation owes a debt of gratitude for your endless pursuit of truth and exposing evil wherever it is found, and then strategically targeting various ways to combat through your David Horowitz Freedom Center School for Political Warfare, a great place to learn, stand opposed, and be a part. Your latest must read, The Enemy Within, is a classic encapsulizing the evil that has been unleashed on our nation today and a prophetic look, my view, to the future of America if God does not intervene and evil socialist, communist tyrants, and dictators are allowed to rule unchallenged and egregiously so. Voices like yours, David Horowitz, give us all hope that real change is possible when, quote, we the people step up to the plate as you have done and fearlessly so. We thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, Jenseed. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jenseed Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jenseed Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.